Jesus has a moment when the disciples are gathered with him. And he has dinner at Matthew's house. Now, you know, Matthew used to be a tax collector. And so Matthew's friends are friends from the old school. Sinners, as the Pharisees would call them. They came and ate with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why do your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Now listen, this is a natural question to ask somebody who is on their way up in the religious world. And that's a problem. Why would they turn to Jesus and say, "What are you doing here?" Because people on their way up in the religious world stop hanging around with messes. And that's what's killing the church. Because we have so isolated ourselves from the messes, we have to have special programs. Thursday night is mess night. If you're a mess, we have AA meetings and we have Celebrate Recovery. Please come to those. Brothers and sisters, Sunday morning is mess day. And we need to shout to our community, if you're a mess, you're welcome here. Now think about that. Hang on now. Think about that before you clap. Tell me what that's going to do to your church. When you come in and, oh my goodness, who is that? Who? The lady in the corner of the lobby. Look! Oh my word. What is she wearing? As my dad used to say, she's got enough makeup on, you hit on the back of her head, her face, and just fall right on. And look at her dress, how it's cut, and her dress, how it's cut. And we say, oh my goodness, what is she doing? Oh, look at him. Goodness, look at the tattoos. Ethel, they do not quit. That goes right up his shoulder. And look, it comes back out his neck. And the metal? That's not a man, that's a fishing lure. Look at all that. What is he doing here? Why do those people stand out in our churches? Why do those people stand out in my, God forgive me, in my congregation? Because we have so isolated ourselves from the very mess that Jesus grew up with and walked with that very seldom does anyone ever say to me, Jeff, I saw you at a bar. What? I saw you at a bar. It must have been someone else. I don't go in bars. Oh, good. Jeff, I saw you outside that liquor store, standing with a bunch of guys with Harley Davidsons and big tattoos. And they had cans of beer in their hand. Was that you? Oh, no. I would never be around anyone who drinks beer. Once I find out, gone. I got a couple of elders, you know, I just don't deal with it. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, but for a long time that was probably not only my practice, but I confess to you, that was my attitude. Oh, please, what are they doing here? And then I read about my messy Messiah who had Pharisees accuse him. What are you doing being with these messy people? That needs to be what our communities say about our churches when we start looking like Jesus. What in the world are you doing with these messy folks? Now get ready because you're going to get your hubcap stolen, okay? You invite the thieves in. Some of them ain't quit yet. Your children are going to hear language in the lobby they've never heard before. I tell you what, as we've begun to reach out through Celebrate Recovery, and as I've not only our congregation, but other congregations been some places, I've had people walk up to me in the lobby and say, boy, I tell you, that was one bleep of a sermon. Only they don't bleep, okay? As the kids say, you know, H-E double hockey sticks, they just walk up and say, boy, that was one sermon. And the first time somebody did that, I thought, first off, let me get back for the lightning. And quickly, a brother that was with him says, oh, what Johnny here is trying to say is he really enjoyed it. And before you know it, Johnny said, oh, bleep, yeah, I did. If we're not attracting people who curse, we're not even willing to go as far as Jesus did. He had Peter. After 3 years of being with Jesus, he was still cussing. You think the only time was at the fire? You think Peter never slipped? Do you think he wouldn't walk along with Jesus and saying, man, that Sermon on the Mount, bleep, that was just good. Oh, I'm sorry. I know this is uncomfortable. You could say, Jeff, are you trying to make fun of these characters? I'm trying to ask you to strip away the gold and look at the way they really were. Peter still cussed after 3 years of being with Jesus. Now, that's a cussing problem. And if one of my kids says, darn, hair on the back of my neck goes up. Well, of course, you're not going to use language like that. Somebody said, yeah, but what happens if we get people in our church saying stuff like that? Dressing wrong. Doing wrong, living wrong. Well, I tell you what we need to do. We need to clean up the church. Everyone who is a mess is now excused. Yep, and here they all go.